Here's what you need to know about TOEIC speaking. Hello and welcome to episode 69 of the English Language Test Preparation Podcast. Get your candidate briefing for TOEIC speaking. I'm Professor Nguyen, a CELTA-certified English instructor for more than 14 years now, helping candidates just like you to maximize their scores on the TOEFL, TOEIC, PTE, or IELTS exams. I'm the host of the English Language Test Preparation Radio podcast and author of the EnglishLanguageTestPrep.com blog, the blog dedicated to helping you strengthen both your English skills and word power so you're ready for the big exam day. Today, you learn how to score more on the TOEIC speaking exam. Get more TOEIC speaking and writing tips when you join my email blog at bit.ly/TOEIC-SW-blog. I'd also appreciate your feedback about this episode, or tell me, are you practicing now for the TOEIC speaking and writing test? Visit my Facebook page and leave me a note at facebook.com/EnglishTestPrep. Now, enjoy your lesson improving your TOEIC speaking score. The format of the TOEIC speaking test. Let's talk about the layout of the exam for the 11 questions that make up the TOEIC speaking test. Read a text aloud, questions 1 and 2. Candidates read a paragraph within 45 seconds, and they are graded on their pronunciation and intonation. You want to raise and lower your voice and produce a steady rendition of text. Remember, for any commas, you want to pause slightly before continuing with the rest of the sentence. Describe a picture. Question 3. Candidates are presented with a photo and need to deliver a steady description of the main features with good vocabulary and complex grammar structures. You have 30 seconds to prepare and 45 seconds to speak. Be sure to practice giving a description during your test preparation within these test limits. Again, you want to show the TOEIC graders you have good pronunciation and intonation. Respond to questions, questions 4 through 6. Candidates provide 3 15-second answers to 3 questions on a single topic. TOEIC graders are testing you on how relevant your responses are to the 3 questions, with good pronunciation, vocabulary, and complex grammar. Respond to questions using information provided, questions 7 through 9. Candidates are shown a graphic with a schedule of events. You need to provide a 15-second answer to questions 7 and 8 and a 30-second reply to question 9. TOEIC graders are testing how relevant your responses are to the 3 questions with good pronunciation, vocabulary, and yes, again, complex grammar. Propose a solution. Candidates are presented with a role-play scenario. You are graded on how well you play the appropriate role, showing an understanding of the relationship between the sender and the receiver of the message. Provide relevant, detailed information relevant to the scenario. Use good pronunciation and intonation with steady delivery. Use complex grammar. Use good vocabulary. And finally, at question number 11, express an opinion. Candidates have 15 seconds to prepare and 60 seconds to give their opinion on a topic. TOEIC graders are checking for a steady, coherent delivery of your opinion using good reasons, details, and examples. Use good pronunciation and intonation with steady delivery. Be sure to use the discourse markers like however, therefore, as a result. And yes, use complex grammar and effective vocabulary. Preparing for the TOEIC speaking test. You see recurring themes in the layout of the exam we just discussed. There are clear areas where candidates need to focus to be ready. Good pronunciation, good vocabulary, and complex grammar. All three are needed to be applied to the various scenarios candidates face on the exam. Here are some resources to help you. U.S. English Pronunciation YouTube playlist that I created at bit.ly/pronutube. My own eText, 303 vocabulary words you need. bit.ly/ph303vocab. My other text that I wrote about grammar, 27 keys to better English grammar, bit.ly/27keysgrammar. And finally, a recent episode on the podcast, episode 57, Complex Grammar, at bit.ly/eltpr057. In conclusion, there you go, your briefing for the TOEIC speaking exam. Be sure to practice each question and build your pronunciation, vocabulary, and grammar skills during your test preparation. If you need to practice with a veteran English instructor, register for a 2-hour English class with me to strengthen your English writing or speaking skills. Simply visit bit.ly/2HRENC. And don't forget to check out the presentation and transcript for this episode at bit.ly/eltpr069. Thank you for joining me today. I really do appreciate it. I hope you got a lot of value out of the lesson today to help you to do better on the TOEIC speaking test. I'm Professor Nguyen. Good luck with your exam preparation so you achieve the highest score possible.